Please open your Bible in the book of Matthew. Matthew. We're going to read two passages today. Matthew and Luke. Matthew chapter 9. So what you just found right there, it just amazed me when people just sing so well. Because when I start singing, everybody running away. Even though when we start to sing right there, I have to sing it slow. Because if I sing a little bit higher, everybody just wants to hear. And so, I praise the Lord. Thank you for a wonderful message. Matthew 9. We're going to read verse 35. Starting with verse 35, the Bible says this. And Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep have no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Luke chapter 10, verse 1 and 2 says this. After these things the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whither he himself would come. Therefore he said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you give us to be in this place. We ask, Lord, to bless us. Open our heart, Lord, to understand thy word, and apply the teach for our hearts and our lives. Oh, Lord God, we ask to this moment, don't allow me to speak for myself, but you, Lord, just speak through me. In Jesus' name, amen. Christ gave three simple orders about missions. Those orders englobe all orders we can see on the Bible. In two places, we found the same order given by Christ, only in different situations. The first order is related with to vision. In John 4:35, the Bible says that, lift up your eyes and see the fields. When we see the lift up your eyes, just the Lord Jesus Christ is called the attention of his disciples for have a vision. If you don't have a vision, we cannot do anything. The missionary, if he don't have a vision, he cannot go to the field and do the work of the Lord. The church, if don't have a vision, the church cannot pick up missionaries and send to the field. And even though cannot reach the community. We have to have a vision. The visions the Lord just asked his disciples, lift up your eyes and see the field is wide. The second order is related to prayer. That's the duty of each one of us has to intercede with God about his work. That's the passage we just read. Jesus Christ is talking about prayer. And the third order is located in John 4:36, we're talking about wages. For Christ, the wages is eternal life. For us, wages is money. Without money, nothing can be done. Without money, the church cannot operate. But as you remember, that's not our responsibility to speak. God knows, and he is acting in our lives. Today, we will just talk to you about the second order does the Lord just have for us? Let us just think is what the Lord have a place in our hearts to understand what God have for us. We are face a great harvest. And it is not a harvest of corn, coffee, orange, or potatoes. It's that lost souls. The harvest that Jesus Christ is talking about is where the people is dying and going to hell day after day. And we are dealing with those people. That's come our responsibility. It's not just the missionary, but every one of us have this responsibility. Let us see five statements of a mission's work today. The first one is a need. The harvest is indeed great. Luke 2:10, verse 2. The first part of the mission's commandment of Christ is related with the greatness of the work. It is necessary. The harvest of soul is great. Really is great. The passage in Matthew, Jesus gave the command after passing through several towns and villages, and he saw the great need. When he saw the great multitude, that touched his heart. You know, many times we see multitudes around us, but that don't touch our heart. Sometimes we see just the games. Oh, sometimes we go to the games. We see multitudes right there. That touch our hearts. Jesus Christ, when he saw the great multitude, touched his heart because they saw those people was dying and going to hell. This is what he just told his disciples. Also, you see, when I look where he has appointed 70 to go, everyone just think about this. If you have 70 people come on visitation on this church to make 25 group, 2 by 2, make a difference or not? 70 people. But when we come for visitation, how many people come? I don't know. You know. Jesus Christ have a 70. But he knew the harvest was great. He have a 35 group to go to the cities where he knows he's supposed to go, but he knows the time was short. He sent them. Today, we know the time is short. Jesus Christ says the time is short. We have to work while it's day. Because the night comes, we cannot do anything. You know what I say too? The devil, he knows what's going on too. The devil knows the time is short and that quickly the time is going to pass and he's going to throw to hell for eternity, for he is right now in despair. He's despair. He just tried to hold the maximum people he's scared to take with him to hell. You know what he's doing? He's going to the schools. And that make young people kill other people. He's going to the churches to make people to kill people in the churches. He just despair and says, I want to take maximum people I can with me. But Jesus Christ, he saw this. And he saw that was a great need. And they say, ask the Lord to send more laborers. Ask the Lord to take more laborers. We need more labors. The church needs more labors. Jeremiah 8:20 says, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. You know, yesterday was Christmas. Today is March. Tomorrow is Christmas again. You believe that? And the time will pass so quickly, and what we have done for the Lord. The time is quickly passing. Second statement, the laborers are few. Verse 2. The harvest is great, but when Jesus Christ looked at the harvest, he made an observation. The number of labor was small. The number was small. Was just 25 group. But they should go beyond the borders, all the way to the end of the world. But that is the missionary's work? No, that is our work. It's the work in this church, around this church, around our community. Missions is not just in Cape Verde. Missions right here. We have to do. It's our responsibility. And Jesus Christ knew this. They were few, but they have to go and be sent. We have faced a great harvest. How many we are today here? There are few that was willing to go and preach the gospel. There are few who think as Isaiah, the prophet says, Isaiah 6:8. And I heard the voice of the Lord say, who shall I send and who shall go for us? And I said, here am I, Lord. Send me. Are you willing to go? The third statement is, pray, therefore, to the Lord of the harvest. Want to see why the prayer? Let's go back right there. Matthew 9:36. I know you know the passage. Just see it right there again. Just keep the attention this way, says this. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. He was moved with compassion. Jesus Christ was moved with compassion. We have to stop and see the responsibility we have to take God's word around us. We have to care with us. Trust. You do not know how much this makes a difference. You don't have idea why this makes a difference. It's a lot of difference when we just give someone trust the word of God. So I ask God in Cape Verde all the time when I see so many people around me, Lord, send me help. So many people just die and go to hell and they need the Lord Jesus Christ. Fourth statement is that bringeth forth labors. Bringeth forth labors. What else should I pray for? Big church? Laborers. Few are the workers. How many are willing to go and prepare to go back and serve the Lord? I am 63 years old. I am in the field for 12 years. 12 more years, I am 75. You think I can stay right there for 75? Maybe. Maybe not. If I come back, who's going to come and take my place? Who? You. God's asking. Pray for laborers. And we are praying for laborers. To the Lord just send the laborers. He is how many are willing to go and do God's work? God is seeking for laborers. Ezekiel 22:30 says, and I sought out from among the men that was covering the wall and stood in the breaches before me in the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. God is looking for someone to fill the gap. Unfortunately, many do not go. Unfortunately, many do not want to do. Sometimes we prefer to take care of our own lives. You know, sometimes take a vacation. I want to go. Ah, Brother Carvalho, let me go to the beach. I need to have some rest. That's good. Let's come to Cape Verde. We have a beach too. What you have right there, you can come and stay with us. Enjoy. And your presence is going to be a wonderful encouragement to us. Just remember, God is asking for laborers. Maybe you said, but Brother Carvalho, what I can do? Say, just come. Remember, Colossians 3:2 says, set your affects on things above, not on things of the earth. The fifth statement is a property for his harvest. The harvest belongs to God. The harvest don't belong to Ariobaldo de Carvalho, don't belong to Pastor. The harvest belongs to God. You know, it is the heartbeat of God. He sent his son, John 3:17, said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn them, but save them. Is the heartbeat of God. It's not a thing of Baptist Church. It's a thing of God. God have a plan to every one of us to preach the gospel, to tell about Jesus Christ to many people we can. Just remember, it's our responsibility, and that is the prayer for Jesus Christ. He say, ask to the Lord of the harvest. Send more laborers. And maybe you ask him, Brother Carvalho, where's the laborers? Where's the laborers? Right here. It's right here tonight. God is calling you to be his laborer outside his doors. There are so many people living right here. And who knows, today, someone's going to die and go to hell. They need to know Jesus Christ. Are you willing to go? Are you willing to answer the Lord? Lord, I am here. Lord, am I here? Send me, use me. Are you willing to? Yes, please.